Have you ever heard the name tarpon?
What?
Tarpon.
Tarpon is a fish.
It is?
Tarpon. Mm-hmm. That's a great big fish, a game fish that all the sportsmen try to take and to get it in the tropics mostly.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of animal that croaks in the marshes at night? You know, the small little thing that croaks in the marshes at night.
Oh, frogs.
Mm-hmm. What kind of different kinds of frogs would you have around?
Oh, goodness, terrapin. We have terrapin. It's another thing for a turtle. Mm-hmm. I don't know just exactly what they would be.
Is there a difference between a terrapin and a turtle?
There is some little difference, but they're the same family and everything.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what about the frogs that maybe live up in the trees? Do you have any special
tree name? Frogs?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about the kind that maybe live in the garden that's supposed to give you warts, some of the brown ones?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just a regular old bullfrogs or whatever they call them.
Mm-hmm. And if you were
they're
going
in lily pads and things.
And is a toad and a bullfrog, are they the same thing? Or?
Mm, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
If you were going fishing, what would you use for bait? What's some of the things you
would use? Well, you use worms, or you can use artificial bait, and some people use shrimp. Depends on where you fish.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a worm would you use maybe for bait? Do you?
Well, just any old earthworm that you dig up.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? You mentioned shrimp. Did you ever use a small fish-like thing for bait?
Yeah, that's artificial. Those lures, you mean, they're not made out of it.
Did you ever use a kind of live bait? It's a little bitty fish.
Mm-hmm. Did you? Pieces of fish or pieces of turtle and things like that they use sometimes.
Do people ever use minnows much for bait?
Mm-hmm.
People ever use minnows much for bait?
I don't know. Yeah, minnows are little fish, you know, mm-hmm. They use them all the time.
let's see. A couple of questions about some insects. The kind of insect that maybe gets inside a lamp and flies around is a
moth.
Mm-hmm. And if you have more than one, you'd have several. If you have more than one moth, you'd have several.
Moths.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of thing that flies around with a light in his tail by night, used to like to catch him, put him in jars.
Lightning bug.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do that when you were a girl, catch
him? Mm-hmm. Just to put him in there.
You know, I haven't seen any of those around.
You don't see very many of them, but I saw some last summer out in the yard. But when we were children, we used to catch them all the time. There were a lot of them. Fireflies, some people call them.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. A kind
we
of long,
said lightning bugs.
What I always call them too. A kind of long, thin-bodied insect with a kind of maybe a little hard beak and two pairs of shiny wings and hovers around damp places and people.
Flies?
Yeah, or well, this thing, people say it eats its weight in mosquitoes, supposed to eat mosquitoes. You know what I mean?
Eating mosquitoes?
Mm-hmm. Did you have any dragonflies around here?
Oh, in brown water I've seen them. I never have seen them around here much.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, the kind of insects that will sting you are,
mm-hmm.
are what?
Of what?
The kind of insects that will sting you.
Oh, bees.
Mm-hmm. And what about the kinds that make a nest?
Great daubers, yellow jackets.
Mm-hmm. And What about the kind that make that paper nest up on your porch?
Wasps.
Yeah.
I'm scared to death of them.